Before we move on, though, a little business to attend to. Last week, we made some jokes about figure skating and figure skating outfits, and boy, did we hear about it from you. So we'd like to make amends. We'd like to give somebody a chance to respond. Joining us now is a representative from U.S. Figure Skating. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Weir on the phone. Johnny Weir, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. You?
Oh, we're not bad. Peter Segal here. So glad you could join us. So we made some jokes about figure skating.
Why?
Well, because most of us don't get dressed up in fantastical costumes and do pirouettes.
Well, yes, I suppose. But, I mean, just think how amazing that would be to do.
That's true. If everybody did it as they moved down the street?
Yes. I want to see pirouettes going down Madison Avenue and Melrose and everywhere.
That would be fabulous. Tell us about, we also said some comments about costumes. I mean, it's something about your costume. You had a fabulous outfit. It's hard to describe because it was just so mind-blowing. I think it was your long program. It was sort of a black thing with an open sort of very deep V-neck chest and kind of pink.
Oh, man cleavage. Man cleavage.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that was a technical term. Tell us about, Johnny, that outfit. Did you design it?
Yes, I designed it. It was actually my short program costume. And, you know, I think that's a huge misconception about figure skating is that we go out there in clothes we would wear down the street. But, I mean, they're costumes. It's all to relate to a character and a performance and choreography. And that costume, it was black, and it had a black corset with pink cording and a big pink tassel and kind of porno patent left up one shoulder.
Yes.
It was excellent.
When you say you're playing a character, what character, though? I mean, if you came out like in chaps and a six shooter, okay, you're a cowboy. What
yes.
were you then wearing that outfit?
Well, my characters are a little bit askew, I suppose. They're not very literal, and I suppose the character I was trying to play was kind of maybe a hot neon pink cigarette kind of falling away towards the end of its life. Maybe that's the character I was trying to portray, but you can kind of make anything out of it that you want.
That's totally what I told my girlfriend, by the way, when we watched it.
Really?
Hot pink cigarette
you
dying
saw, right?
At the very end of its life.
Yeah, I got it.
One of the odd things for me about figure skating is it is absolutely an incredibly difficult athletic endeavor, no question. And it belongs to the Olympics, no question. But none of the other incredibly difficult athletic endeavors in the Winter Olympics get into that kind of theatricality. So shouldn't you guys be, and girls, be judged by the athletic accomplishment of your jumps and your skills and your technique and your grace and not the music and the costumes? Isn't that irrelevant?
No, we're judged on everything, and that's what that's what makes figure skating so beautiful and so interesting is that we can combine art and sport. It's unique in the sporting world, and you know I've done a lot. I've played soccer and football, and I rode horses, and I was a skier when I was little. But this is the only one that can completely take my mind away. Whether it's working on the technique and the jumps and making everything look effortless, or focusing on what I'm going to wear or what music I'm going to choose. I mean, it's a performance. It's a show.
What did you wear when you played soccer?
I wore a miniskirt made out of marabou.
I bet you were a striking striker, sir.
Well, you know what? I was terrible at soccer. I thought that I was a wild animal or an ostrich or something, and I was always running the opposite direction and kicking the ball for the wrong goal. I was terrible. I would pick flowers, you know.
It's so great to find somebody who's found their place in life. But last question, Johnny, this is your third Olympics or your second Olympics?
My second Olympics.
Your second Olympics. And so what's next? Are you going to be back 4 years from now?
You know what? I love Russia and I love the Russian culture and I'd love to compete there. And I have so many fans in Russia, so I would love to be in Sochi. But it's 4 years away. It doesn't sound like I'm going to be very old. I'll be 29, but that's pretty old for a figure skater. So I'll have to see where my life takes me and where my body takes me. And, you know, on the outside, all figure skaters look very young and delicate and beautiful for the most part. But inside, all of our bones and muscles, they're all about 87 years old.
Yeah, so, I can imagine.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny, this is Luke Burbank here, and I want to say, dude to dude, I watched every single night of the Olympics, and you rocked the tassel of my heart. And you got totally ripped off. You were awesome.
Thank you, my darling.
Johnny Weir is an Olympic figure skater. Johnny, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Take care.
You, too. Bye-bye.